This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our explanation of the Hanbali text, Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid, by the great Hanbali scholar Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'li rahimahullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we began Kitab al-Zakah. We've already discussed the preconditions with regards to Zakah. Who is Zakah an obligation upon? We also touched upon what types of wealth do we pay Zakah upon? What is the minimum quantum? What is the nisab, inshaAllah? We talked about our rands and our dollars, and what nisab do we use for that? Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we now move on to Faslun, the matters pertaining to Zakatul Fitr. But before that, Brother Ilyas, he has $1 million, but he owes $500,000. When he is calculating his Zakah, is he allowed to deduct his debts? The answer is yes, walhamdulillah. Because in reality, you only own 500,000. The other 500,000 belongs to whomsoever you owe the money to. And so you need to give them their haq, walhamdulillah. This is obviously when you have a debt which is due now. As for somebody who has a 20-year debt, he's got a long-term debt, then you do not deduct that 20-year debt. It's not due from you right now. You only deduct what is due from you. Walhamdulillah. Zakatul Fitr. Wa zakatul fitri sadaqatun wajibatun bil fitr min Ramadan. Zakatul Fitr is an obligation, obligatory charity at the commencement of the fitr of Ramadan. And so, on the night of Eid, when the moon is sighted, or when we've completed 30 days of fasting, that's when this Zakatul Fitr becomes an obligation upon you. Not necessarily upon your wealth, but upon your body, upon yourself. وَتُسَمَّى فَرْضًا. And it's also called فَرْض. وَمَصْرِفُهَا كَزَكَى. And who do we pay it to? We pay it to, just like the zakah, we pay it to those 8 categories, inshallah, as we will discuss. Some of the scholars of the opinion that no, with regards to Zakatul Fitr, you only pay it to the fuqara and the masakin, and not all 8 categories. وَلَا يَمْنَعُ وُجُوبَهَا دَيْنٌ إِلَّا مَعَ طَلَبٍ. And here, with regards to Zakatul Fitr, you do not deduct your debts. As opposed to Zakatul Mal, Zakah of wealth, of money, you do deduct your debts. But when it comes to Zakatul Fitr, you do not deduct your debts. وَتَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ إِذَا كَانَتْ فَاضِلَةً عَنْ نَفَقَةٍ وَاجِبَةٍ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ وَلَيْلَتَهِ. It is an obligation upon every Muslim. So here, it makes no difference whether you're free, whether you're a slave, whether you are male, whether you're female, whether you're young, whether you're old. Every Muslim, as opposed to Zakatul Mal, every Muslim has to pay this Zakatul Fitr if certain conditions are met, as we will see. يوم العيد وليلته, if this person has more than his needs on the night of Eid. So you've got more than enough food, walhamdulillah. You've got more than enough wealth for yourself and your family for the next day. If you've got more than that, not for next year, not for 3 years, not for the education in 4 years, but for tomorrow, for the day of Eid, for right now, if you have more than your basic needs, then you need to pay Zakatul Fitr. So Zakatul Fitr doesn't work like Zakatul Mal in that there's a specific nisab, etc. No. Here, if you have more than what you require right now, then you need to pay Zakatul Fitr, inshaAllah. وَمَا يَحْتَاجُهُ مِنْ مَسْكَنْ وَخَادِمْ وَدَابَّ وَكُتُبِ عِلْمٍ يَحْتَاجُهَا لِنَظَرٍ وَحِفْظٍ. So if you've got excess, you know, beyond, etc., then you need to pay. It is obligatory upon every Muslim to pay on behalf of oneself and every Muslim under one's care. So you need to pay for your kids, you need to pay for your wife, you need to pay for your slave if you have one, etc. In excess of the obligatory spending of both the night and the day of Eid. So if you've got more than what you need on the night and day of Eid, you need to pay Zakatul Fitr. If what is this excess? Excess of, you know, your living quarters, your servant, your transport, books of knowledge, etc., that you need to read and master, and daily clothing. So if you've got these and you've got more than these here, then you need to pay Zakatul Fitr, insha'Allah. The author states, if there is not enough for everyone, he, a man, should begin with himself, then his wife, then his bondservant, then his mother, then his father, then his child, and then those closest related in inheritance. It is recommended to give it on behalf of even a fetus. Walhamdulillah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ لَجَمِيعِهِمْ بَدَأَ بِنَفْسِهِ فَزَوْجَتِهِ. Yourself, that's the first obligation. Then you pay for your wife. Then, you know, your slave. Then your mother, your father, your kid, and then your relatives, etc., related to you in terms of inheritance. And وَتُسَنُّ عَنْ جَنِينَ. Even, subhanAllah, your wife's pregnant, the unborn fetus, pays Zakatul Fitr, recommended, insha'Allah, on even the fetus. وَتَجِبُ بِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. When does it become an obligation? When the sun sets, the night of Eid. You can pay your Zakatul Fitr 1 or 2 days before Eid, but it becomes an obligation. You have to now pay it once it is the night of Eid. And the best time to pay it is before Salatul Eid. Best to pay before Salatul Eid. And it is makruh to pay after the Eid Salah on the day of Eid. And if you missed even the day of Eid, you still need to pay it. And this will be regarded as qada, insha'Allah. وَتَجُوزُ قَبْلَهُ بِيَوْمَيْنِ فَقَطْ. 2 days before you can pay, insha'Allah. Not 3 days, not four, but two. وَيَوْمَهُ قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلْ. On the day of Eid before Salah is best. وَتُكْرَهُ فِي بَاقِيهِ. It's makruh on the day of Eid after Salatul Eid. وَيَحْرُمُ تَأْخِيرُهَا عَنْهُ. Haram to delay after the day of Eid. وَتُقْضَى وُجُوبًا. It is an obligation to make qada of it if you didn't pay it on the day of Eid. What do you pay? How much do you pay? وَهِيَ صَاعٌ مِّن بُرْ أَوْ شَعِيرْ أَوْ تَمْرْ أَوْ زَبِيبْ أَوْ أَقِتْ. It is 1 saw' of wheat or barley or dates or raisins or dried yogurt. What is a saw'? Saw' is 4 muds. What is a mud? Mud is this measure. If you put your hands together, the average guy, put your hands together and you scoop up a scoop of dates, the amount of dates that would fit in your hand, this is a mud. This measure is a mud. Well, 4 like that equal a saw. This is an approximate measure. You go to Medina al-Munawwara, you can easily purchase mud al-Nabawi, the prophetic mud. 4 of those equal 1 saw. And we find that many contemporary scholars state that this equals to about 2.5 or 3 kilograms. This is an approximate, remember, because a saw and a mud, this is a measure of volume. Whereas kilograms is a measure of weight. And so, subhanAllah, a liter, which is a measure of volume, a liter of lead differs in weight to a liter of water in weight. They differ. And so it's just an approximate, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, because the saw of dates will differ from a saw of raisins, from a saw of wheat. All of them, if you put and you work out the kilograms, they will differ. They will differ. But when it comes to volume, they are all the same. وَالْأَفْضَلُ تَمْرٌ فَزَبِيبٌ فَبُرٌ فَأَنْفَعٌ. And the best options are that you pay your Zakatul Fitr in dates, and then raisins, and then wheat, and then whatever is beneficial. فَإِنْ عُدِمَتْ أَجْزَأَ كُلُّ حَبٍّ يُقْتَاتْ. And if none of them are available, then whatever storable grain you have will suffice. For example, like rice, etc. It is permissible for a group to give their fitr to an individual as well as the opposite. 10 people paid their Zakatul Fitr to one person, one poor person, no problem. 10 individuals, and same with the opposite, one person gives to 10 people. One brother, he paid his Zakatul Fitr, 1 kilogram here, 1 kilogram here, 1 kilogram here, no problem, insha'Allah. According to the madhab, you cannot pay your Zakatul Fitr in cash. You cannot pay Zakatul Fitr in cash. Zakatul Fitr must be paid in kind. Walhamdulillah. The next matter, Faslun. يجب إخراج الزكاة فورا. You must pay zakah as soon as it's an obligation. كنذر وكفارة إن أمكن. Just like a nadhr or a kafara, they are due from you as soon as possible, and so do not delay. وله تأخير لعذر. But if you have a valid reason, you can delay. Like, for example, you are waiting for a certain brother to come to town, and this person here, you know, is more in need, or maybe he's a family member and he's very in need, and so you're waiting for him to come, and he delayed 3 weeks, and then you gave it to him. Here there was a valid excuse. وَمَنْ جَحَدَ وُجُوبَهَا عَالِمًا كَفَرْ وَلَوْ أَخْرَجَهَا. And the person who denies the obligation of zakah, he disbelieves, leaves the fold of al-Islam, even if he pays it. Even if he pays it. وَمَنْ مَنَعَهَا بُخْلًا أَوْ تَهَاوُنًا أُخِذَتْ مِنْهُ وَعُزِّرْ مَنْ عَلِمَ تَحْرِيمْ ذَلِكَ. And the person who's not paying, he knows it's an obligation, he acknowledges it's an obligation, but he's a miser and he's not paying due to stinginess, we will take it from them by force. And as long as this person knows that it's an obligation upon them, and so the ruler, the government, they have the right to take it from this person with force, insha'Allah. And also this person could be punished. An example of punishment, ta'zir, that we won't just take the $1,000 due from him, but we make it $1,200, you know, penalize him for his stinginess. And then the author states, وَيَلْزَمُ أَنْ يُخْرَجْ عَنْ صَغِيرٍ وَالْمَجْنُونَ وَلِيُّهُمَا. As for the kid and the majnoon, the one who has mental deficiencies, the wali of this person, the guardian of this person, will sort out their zakah, and they need to have the intention that it is for my kid, it is for this person under my guardianship.
وَحَرُمَ نَقْلُهَا إِلَى مَسَافَةِ قَصْرٍ إِنْ وُجِدَ أَهْلُهَا وَتُجْزِئُ.
It is haram, the author says. It's haram to transfer your zakah further than 85 kilometers. Further than 85 kilometers, which is the masafa of qasr, the qasr distance. So it's haram unless you have a valid reason. You know, there's nobody in this area who requires zakah. None of the 8 recipients are here, and so I have to transfer it, no problem. But otherwise, the author states it is haram, but it will be valid. If you did so, it will be valid from you.
وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمُزَكِّي فِي بَلَدٍ وَمَالُهُ فِي آخَرَ أَخْرَجَ زَكَاةَ الْمَالِ فِي بَلَدِ الْمَالِ.
Wherever your wealth is, that's where you should pay the zakah of wealth. Wherever your body is, that's where you should pay the zakah of body, which is zakatul fitr. Salman is in the Philippines. He's from the UK, but he's in the Philippines for Ramadan. He should pay zakatul fitr in the Philippines on the day of Eid. Walhamdulillah. Salman's wealth and his buildings and his cars and his house and his shares and his business, they are all found where? They are found in the UK. And so where should he pay his zakat of wealth? In the UK. Walhamdulillah. Author states,
وأخرج فطرته وفطرة من لزمته في بلد نفسه ويجوز تعجيلها لحولين فقط إذا كمل النصاب لا منه للحولين.
The author states, as for zakatul fitr, then it must be paid, it should be paid in the place where you are, where your body is, and you are allowed to pay zakat in advance, 2 years in advance, walhamdulillah. So you are allowed to pay zakatul mal, your normal zakat, you are allowed to pay it, you know, 2 years in advance, walhamdulillah.
ولا تدفع إلا إلى أصناف الثمانية.
Who do you pay your zakah to? Who are the 8 categories of zakah? He lists them now. Number 1, you must pay to one of these 8, all of them or one of them.
الثمانيه هم الفقراء.
The fuqara. Who are the fuqara? The fuqara are the ones who don't have anything, or they have less than half of their needs for the year. If he needs $10,000 for the year, he only has $3,000. This is a faqir. And the miskeen, he has half his needs for the year, but not all of his needs for the year. He might have $7,000 for the year, but he needs $10,000 for the year. So this is the miskeen category. Miskeen category. Jayid.
Then والعاملون عليها,
those who are working for the administration of the zakah, appointed by the government, appointed by the caliph, etc. They are the ones who collect, they are the ones who oversee the distribution, they are the ones who administer, they are the ones who look after. They involved in the ministry of zakah, they can take a salary from that zakah. So here we're not giving them from zakah because they are poor. No, they could be rich, could be driving a fancy Mercedes Benz. But we pay this accountant a salary from the zakah collected because of the work he's doing. We give him a market salary. So عَامِلُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And the ones whose hearts we want to soften. This could be a new Muslim entered Islam. We give him something from zakah, make his iman stronger inshallah upon the faith. Money has a way to the heart. Or you have like during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this tribal leader, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give them. And so if their hearts soften towards Islam, he might become Muslim. He becomes Muslim, his entire tribe, mashallah, also becomes Muslim. Walhamdulillah. Or an individual who is giving the Muslims extreme headaches. He is really harmful to the Muslims. And so we might give him lobby, etc. Give him something so that he's quiet, so that he doesn't harm us. So you either give for them to soften their hearts towards Islam and become Muslim, or soften their hatred towards the Muslims and they do not harm us, inshallah. Then the author states that وَفِرْ رِقَابِ. And here, those who are in slavery and they want to free themselves from slavery, we can assist them. وَالْغَارِمُونَ. Those who are in debts, there are two of them. One who incurs debts for himself, he's got a hospital bill, he's got his kid who was in hospital, he's got a bill there, and he's unable to pay these bills. Unable to pay it. He doesn't have some extra land, doesn't have some extra property, doesn't have an extra car that he can sell to pay it. And he's finding it difficult because it's due upon him now. They are sending him one letter after another. They want to take him to court. So we can assist him from zakah funds, inshallah. Or it's an individual who, there were two parties who were at loggerheads with one another. This guy said, your family owes me this. And that one says, no, we don't owe you. And they're fighting with one another. You come in the middle and you say, you know what, brothers? You know, if I paid up this debt, can you people be brothers once again and, kiss and make up? They said, yes, mashallah. So here, I have the intention that I'm going to pay this $50,000, not my debt, somebody else's debt, but I'm incurring this debt on my shoulders so that these parties are united once again and there's no war between them. Then I'm going to go to the Baytul Mal with all these documents and I'm going to request from them that they need to pay me out. They need to pay me from the zakah fund because I didn't do this for myself. I did it for the benefit of the ummah and the Muslims. Walhamdulillah. So that's the gharimin. And the next one would be that fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. What does it mean? It means number one, the mujahideen, the ghuzat, the ones who are not getting a salary. We're not talking about the modern salaried soldier. No, we're talking about the one who's not getting a salary. So they can get from zakah. Also, according to the madhab, those poor who want to go for Hajj or for Umrah, then we can assist them from zakah funds for Hajj and for Umrah, because Umrah, according to the madhab, is also an obligation. Wabni Sabil, the wayfarer, he is like a refugee. He might be a millionaire in his country, but right now he doesn't have access to all of those funds. We assist him to get back to his land, back to his country. Walhamdulillah. وَيَجُوزُ الْإِقْتِصَارَ عَلَى وَاحِدْ مِنَ الصِّنْفِ. It's permissible to give to only one of these eight categories. وَتُسَنُّ إِلَى مَنْ تَلْزَمُهُ مُؤْنَتُهُ مِنْ أَقَارِبِهِ. And it is permissible and it is recommended to give to relatives one is not financially responsible for. It is recommended to give your zakah to your family members. But which family members? Your son, your daughter, your wife? No. Those that you are not responsible with regards to. So your auntie's, kids, your uncle, your cousin, your second cousin in difficulty. You can assist them. In fact, it's recommended to assist your family. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. The author states, وَمَنْ أُبِيحَ لَهُ أَخْذُ شَيْءٍ أُبِيحَ لَهُ سُؤَالُ. The one who it is permissible for him to, accept this financial assistance, it will also be permissible for him to ask. You know, someone's distributing zakah, you know that you are, liable, then you can go and ask, inshallah, because this is your haqq, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَيَجِبُ قَبُولُ مَالْ طَيِّبٍ أَتَى بلا مسألة ولا استشراف نفس ويجب. Subhanallah, the author states, it's an obligation. Others might differ. He says it's an obligation to accept lawful wealth, which has come to you as a gift, for example, without you asking for it or desiring of it. You went somewhere and this brother gave you a gift. You say, no, no, brother, I don't need it. Jazakallah khair, keep it, etc. Yes, you are humble. Walhamdulillah. But the author is saying here, it's an obligation for you to accept. Others might differ with this. And definitely there are many who differ with the author. Nonetheless, he says an obligation for you to take from it and to take it. You never ask for it, you didn't want it, your heart was not attached to it, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned to Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. وَإِن تَفَرَّغَ قَادِرْ عَلَىٰ على التكسب للعلم الشرعي على التكسب للعلم الشرعي لا للعبادة وتعذر الجمع بين التكسب والاشتغال بالعلم أعطي من زكاة لحاجته وإن لم يكن العلم لازما له. Also, if someone is capable of earning a livelihood, capable of earning a livelihood, but this person dedicates himself to seeking knowledge, can this person take from zakah? The answer is yes. But this person is not dedicating himself to merely worshipping Allah. Merely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as important as it is, but in terms of zakah, we won't give you to just stay in the masjid and worship Allah. Why? Because that's your personal benefit. As for the one who's learning, then he's giving up his time to go and study, then here he's going to be a benefit to the ummah. And so we can assist him from zakah. And is unable to balance. Obviously, if he's unable to balance between earning a living and studies, but if he's able to, then we don't give him. But if he's unable to, then we tell him, go and study, brother, and we will assist you from zakah, inshallah. They're to be given what they need of zakah, even if that knowledge is not required from them. Even if, for example, that knowledge there is not laziman lahu, it's not an obligation upon him. He's learning about the seerah, he's learning about usul fiqh, he's learning about history, etc. All of this here is not obligatory knowledge upon him. But he's studying it because he's going to benefit the ummah, and we can assist him from zakah funds, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. Faslun, charity. وَلَا تُجْزِئُ دَفْعُهَا إِلَىٰ كَافِرٍ غير مؤلف. Not permissible for you to give zakah to a disbeliever, except the one whose heart we're trying to soften, as mentioned previously. وَلَا إِلَىٰ كَامِلِ رِقٍ غير عَامِلٍ وَمُكَاتَبٍ. Not permissible for you to give zakah to a slave, the one who's completely a slave, because whatever is given to him is owned by his master. He doesn't own anything. As opposed to the slave who's trying to get out of slavery. You know, he's got a deal with his master that brings $70,000 and you will be free. Here we can give him because there is the option of freedom on the table. وَلَا إِلَىٰ كَامِلِ رِقٍ غَيْرْ عَامِلٍ وَمُكَاتَبٍ. Except if this, جَيْد, غَيْرْ عَامِلْ وَمُكَاتَبٍ. وَلَا إِلَىٰ فَقِيرٍ وَمِسْكِينٍ مُسْتَغْنِيَيْنْ بِنَفَقَةٍ وَاجِبَةٍ. Also, you cannot give to a miskeen and a faqir who, they have people who are looking after them. They have enough to see to their needs. They have, for example, a father, they have a son, you know, who are seeing to their needs. Then here, they don't need you to assist them with zakah funds, because their basic needs are already covered. Walhamdulillah. وَلَا لِبَنِي هَاشِمْ وَهُمْ سُلَالَتُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ وَلَا مَوَالِيهِمْ. You cannot give to Banu Hashim. Who is Banu Hashim? Banu Hashim are the families of Abu Lahab, the family of Harith, the family of Aqil, the family of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the family of Jafar, the family of Abbas. All of those families, you cannot give them zakah. Why? Because the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are not there for you to purify your wealth upon them. Zakah is purification of wealth. Well, you do not use the family of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to purify your wealth. They are above that. They are above that. وَإِن دَفَعَهَا لِغَيْرِ مُسْتَحِقِّهَا لِجَهْلٍ ثُمَّ عَلِمَ حَالُهُ لَمْ تُجْزِئُهُ إِلَّا لِغَنِيٍّ ظَنَّهُ فَقِيرًا. And if you mistakenly, you gave the zakah to somebody and you found out that, you know what, this guy was not one of the mujahideen. He was not Ibn al-Sabil. He was not one of the fi sabilillah categories. This person was not in debt, then you need to repay your zakah. You need to repay your zakah. Why? Because you did not investigate properly. Except if you gave the zakah to somebody who you thought was poor, You thought this person was a faqir or a miskeen, so you gave him zakah. You know, you judge by the apparent. But later on, you found out that this person was like rich. He had enough wealth. Here, your zakah would be fine, insha'Allah, because of the prophetic evidence related to this matter. وَتُسَنُّ صَدَقَةُ التَّطَوُّعُ كُلْ وَقْتْ All the time, voluntary charity is recommended. وَكَوْنُهَا سِرًّا بِطِيبِ نَفْسٍ فِي الصِّحَةِ طِيبِ نَفْسٍ فِي الصِّحَةِ And what's this? Giving your voluntary charity at any time of the year is recommended. Also, it is best that you give it quietly. You give it when people don't know. You do not give it in the open. You give it secretly. That is better. But when it came to normal zakah, the author had mentioned it's better to give openly. Why? Why give openly? Because at least you encourage others to pay their zakah. Also, nobody would doubt, oh, this brother here, he does not pay zakah. But as for voluntary charity, it's best to give it secretly, insha'Allah. And the author states, it is best to give it in Ramadan, wa waqtu haja, when somebody is in need, give them when they are in need, wa fi kulli zamanin wa makanin fadil, at all times which are auspicious, and all places which have, which are auspicious, like Makkah, like Medina, etc., giving charity there will give you more rewards, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, wa ala jarin wa dhawi rahimin, la siyama ma'a adawatin, also to your neighbor. Giving charity to your neighbor and a relative, this is better than giving to a stranger. And the author says, it's even better to give to these people if you have issues with them. If you have a war, with them. If you have problems, etc. with them, give to them. At least this will soften the hearts, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. وَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ وَصِلَةٌ أَفْضَلٌ This is sadaqah, and it's also a means of joining between kinship, joining the ties. وَالْمَنُّ بِالصَّدَقَةِ كَبِيرَةٌ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ Allah save us. And man, this is when you say to somebody, I helped you, I gave to you, I've done so much of good to you, I've been assisting you for 3 years now, where's your appreciation? All of this here, this is a kabira, this is a major sin to do so. You give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَبْطُلُ الثَّوَابُ بِهِ And your rewards are all wiped away if you do this. All your rewards are wiped away if you remind the individual of your favor upon them. Allahumma musta'an, Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we have covered the chapter of zakah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a little bit of revision. We had stated that with regards to the zakah, we need to pay it as soon as possible. With regards to zakah of your wealth, do not send it or spend it beyond 85 kilometers because local is better, insha'Allah. That's your immediate responsibility. We also touched upon zakatul fitr, that are we allowed to pay in cash according to the madhab? No, rather we pay in bur, which is wheat, or sha'ir, which is barley. We pay in tamar, dates, raisins, aqit. And then if we do not have any of those, then we move on to, for example, rice, whatever is the staple food, grain of the land. And we also discussed with regards to urud at-tijara, your trade in stock. We talked about the nisab. The nisab is the lower of the two between gold and silver is the lower of those two. And how much do we pay? 2.5%. We also stated that the mal, the wealth, the profits, which are fruits of the original, they follow the cycle of the original. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the upholders of this pillar of al-Islam, which is zakah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So far, when we discussed tahara, this is obligatory knowledge. When we spoke about salah, that is obligatory knowledge. And zakah, well, zakah is obligatory knowledge if you have the nisab. If you have the nisab, it's obligatory knowledge because you need to know how to pay. And also, one might argue, zakah is obligatory knowledge because you need to even know what the nisab is to know whether you are due for zakah or not. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter until we meet again. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Hayyakum Allah, Barakallahu Fikum, Assalamu Alaikum, Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh.